spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Tubby time. Day 23 of 31 Days of Halloween. Creep.
All right, we are leaving the flatlands and we are heading up towards the mountaintop. The ad said $1,000 for the day, filming services. Discretion is appreciated.
Yellow door. I'm realizing that no one knows I'm here.
Hi! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
I'm assuming you're Aaron.
Yeah, I'm Aaron. Nice to meet you.
Joseph. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is going to be a good day.
So the reason I've hired you is because I have terminal brain cancer, and I want you to film me to make a video diary for my unborn son. You ready for this?
Okay. Joseph!
This is called an adventure. Woo-hoo! We don't know exactly where we're going, but I have a feeling. When you follow those feelings, great things can happen. Don't ever forget that.
Joseph!
There was about 2 seconds there where it looked like you wanted to kill me.
Joseph, I think I'm gonna head back. This is my keys.
One drink, okay? Bottoms up.
Starring Mark Duplass, Creep was released to Netflix on June 23rd, 2015. It is rated R for violence and language. Here's a synopsis. A young videographer answers an online ad for a one-day job in a remote town to record the last messages of a dying man. When he notices the man's odd behavior, he starts to question his intentions. You would call Creep a found footage film, and throughout the movie, there's a very unnerving feeling, uneasy feeling, and that just goes to show how good of an actor Mark Duplass is. So, prior to this movie, I knew him for the TV show The League, where he's funny, goofy. Now, I can't look at him any other way than thinking about the way he was in this movie. I only see this character when I see him in other roles. His friend Patrick Bryce directed the movie, and Duplass and Bryce co-wrote it, and they co-star in the movie as well. I would highly suggest watching Creep if you haven't seen it. There was a sequel as well, released in 2017, though not quite as good. It is worth watching, so you can do kind of a weird double feature with both of these movies if you're into that type of thing. You can watch both Creep 1 and Creep 2 on Netflix, or rent them on Amazon Prime, Vudu, or YouTube. We will see you tomorrow for day 24 of 31 Days of Halloween.
Ha 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 ha